Wolfie, shut up and get away from the window, I told you. They're coming for us. Wolfie, I am so sad. I cannot get into this holiday feel. I do not feel like sucking on their blood. I am so sad. I have no blood to suck but Bloody Mary's. I need to talk to somebody, for I am becoming the alcoholic. Somebody help me. El Papa!
Hello. How are you today, my son?
El Papa?
I wanted to tell you that this is El Papa. I am here. Bless you, my son. What is your name?
My name is Dracula, El Papa.
Dracula. Dracula, come vai? Come vai? Hey, Giorgio, where is the pizza for Dracula? The pizza, not the margarita one. Vaffan.
El Papa, I would like the white sauce on my pizza, yes.
You have to come into the confessional next Sunday. So tonight we're going to do something very, very nice. We are going to...
I want another Bloody Mary.
No, my son, no more Bloody Marys for you. You have to switch and change your mind. Now that we are in the blessed holiday weekend, oh, you can hear the angel singing. No more Bloody Marys. From now on, my son, you are going to do me a big favor.
Yes.
Tonight,
what is
you
it?
Are going to do a simple prayer, okay? Repeat after me. I, Dracula, will no longer dwell in the bowels of Bloody Mary.
I will no longer in the bowels of the Bloody Mary.
From now on, Dracula only drinks the water and, from time to time, the red wine with El Papa.
No more drinking a Bloody Mary. But I drink a Mary, no? As I told you, Wolfie, we are all going back to the 80s. And I will suck the blood from Toscano and Chang. Wolfie!
And you're on a cruise.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
I think the Pope's music was still on there in the background. Hey everybody, this is... It was still going on. Hey everybody, this is Back to the 80s.
There's nothing like the great divine presence of the Pope.
No, there is not. You mean El Papa, right? Anyway, this is
El Papa.
This is Back to the 80s. Welcome to this madness of Halloween. Welcome everybody to Back to the 80s. Toscano and Chang with you on this grand Halloween launch that we have prepared for you. We've been doing this show since May of this year, or at least since lockdown. And it's grown so much thanks to you, our listeners. We haven't had an idea of what kind of reception we were going to have, but now we're just overwhelmed with it, with the response. You know, we started our Facebook page at the end of April as well, and it's grown to almost 6,000 fans. We should hit the 6,000 mark probably by Monday or Tuesday. So, and it's growing by the hour, literally. So I want to thank you all for that. Today, we have a great show with some very interesting guests that we've made phone calls to. So from time to time throughout the show, they're going to be dropping in. They're going to be discussing some of the cool stuff that happened to them, scary in the 80s for Halloween. So I hope you're going to be able to enjoy. But on this journey of craziness, I have had the pleasure of having my right-hand guy, the man that has been in more arguments related to 80s hair bands than anybody else I know, the man who...
That's right.
The man who almost left Guns N' Roses without Axl.
That's right. Thank you.
The man that looks like a hardcore biker.
That's right. That's
has
right.
an
That's
Asian right. nickname, but is as Mexican as they come.
Orale.
The ever most wondrous Chang. Chang, how the heck are you, buddy? Thanks for being here on this Halloween.
Toscano, how is your world spinning as of this moment on this fresh Halloween?
So far, so good, my friend. So far, so good. Like I said, I can't even believe how much our show has grown in this little amount of time.
Halloween, it's either tricks or treats. And here at Back to the 80s.
And you like both.
Toscano and Chang promise to deliver both tricks and treats.
I want to give a special shout out to everybody listening. I want to particularly give a shout out to a couple people that have made a difference in Back to the 80s just recently, just as recent as this week, by providing us some of the equipment that we use to make this show. And one of those is Jeff Weinstein, who works at Sweetwater. And I also want to give a big shout out to Tam Christian of Micro Center, who was just fantastic today. This young fellow, I'm assuming he's around maybe early 20s. And he said he is 80s crazy. He loves the 80s. The man drives an 87 Mercedes 560, I believe, SL. So it's a convertible, but it's an 87 that was left to him by his father. And the best thing about it, he loves the 80s music. Tam, thanks for the help. And this shout out is going to you from Chang and myself. So we really appreciate you.
You know what, Tam? Tam, before Mario cuts out on you, it would be great if you drove me and Toscano around in your Mercedes-Benz. And we actually made it the Toscano and Chang vehicle of mayhem. And you can be our official driver. You can drive us in parades.
Wow.
You can drive us insane. You can drive us down any popular boulevard, whether it be in Los Angeles, California, Northern California, or Las Vegas or Laughlin. Tam, what do you say? Give us a jingle if you're up for it. Toscano, push it.
I'm going to push it as much as possible. This is Back to the 80s. Don't go away, because when we come back, our show, the Halloween Extravaganza, is kicking off.
Hey, if you listen to rock and roll radio in the 80s, then listen to this. Toscano and Chang, they will transport you back in time, back to the 80s.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
This is Back to the 80s.
All right, everybody, you are back on the hang with Toscano and Chang, and this is the podcast of No Fraud, Back to the 80s. A happy Halloween, and to everybody out there, get your trick or your treat, because Toscano and I are here to make you feel as good as your favorite candy in your favorite pillowcase. And remember, hit us on our Patreon page, because helping us will help you, because together we can make tomorrow a lot happier. Now, Toscano, take it away, because seeing this be our Halloween extravaganza, let me ask you this, Toscano. What has been the scariest scenario closest to being into a haunted house, whether it be huge or just a presence felt in any type of a dwelling? Have you ever had that experience?
Yes, I have. This was many, many years ago. My parents had left out of state, and I was, must have been 17 or 18 years old, and I was sleeping.
Were you under the influence of drugs?
I was not under the influence of anything except for just sleeping late, playing video games, and eating too much pizza the night before. But I had fallen asleep in the living room. I fell asleep in the living room. And very close, maybe to like 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, I started waking up, but I didn't open my eyes. But I was starting to wake up because I can now, I was aware of my surroundings. I was aware of the birds starting to chirp outside. And then I feel, you know, you can feel when somebody's looking at you, or at least sometimes you can feel it. And this feeling of somebody's looking at me started coming over me. And then all of a sudden, I was about to open my
eyes. It's like being married.
Kind of. And I was about to open my eyes when I felt literally, and I heard you know when somebody passes you by and they're wearing either a thick jacket, but you can hear the sound of the jacket.
Yes. With it. Yes.
That's what I heard as it passed by me. I'm laying face down.
Did you feel that brisk of wind?
I sure did, all over my back, and it just passed by me, and I heard the sound of the clothing. Man, I got to tell you, that freaked me out. Freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably my most terrorizing story because, you know, luckily I didn't see anything, so that was good.
I remember one time I was at work, and I was working at the city of Montebello as the building maintenance man, which you know of my past. And particularly one day, I was working at a place called the Sanchez Adobe Mansion. Now, this, of course, is a home that was built during the great era when we were getting a lot of our missionaries built. And this was a dwelling that was owned by a Spaniard who enslaved Indians at the present time back then. And on site, him, his wife, and his son were buried with their headstone. Now, I was working for the city, and I was always told by curators at this one facility that there was certain happenings there. And me being the Chang, of course, brother, you know me. I walk the walk. I talk the talk. The only thing I fear is tomorrow not coming, correct? So I decided to take off to McDonald's. Yes, I'll mention McDonald's, you know, where Ronald lives. Great hamburgers, great soft drinks, great shakes. McDonald's. It's the loving place.
Wow. And, we're not even sponsored by McDonald's, but we'd like to.
But we would like to be, and that is very nice on both our parts to allow me to give them the up and up. Now, I went to McDonald's. I didn't go to Burger King. I didn't go to Jack in the Box, and I didn't go to Wendy's. See how I threw those things in? Unless they want to join the Toscano and Jag Back to the 80s Revolution, they'll get no say. Anyway, I had left the establishment, locked it up, came back. Now, I recall before I left, I was painting there, and I left my painting set up in the back room. In the back room where I was working, there was so much memorabilia of the past that I got that same initial feeling that you got, the cold wind brushing by me, something passing to the side of my vision. I could see it, but yet I was not aware when I looked straight on. So I left. I came back. I remember leaving my paint set up in one room. When I came back from McDonald's, that's right, McDonald's, we've served over 1 billion people. I came back and my painting gear was in the opposite area in this Adobe Mansion.
Really?
So I got a bit freaked out. Now I went to retrieve it and put it back in the room that I initially was at, okay?
Yeah.
Just then, I went back to the curator desk to sit down and have my Big Mac, my fries, and my extra large Coke. Right. From McDonald's, I noticed that doors were closing, but there was no door open, nor did I have fans on to close these doors. Now, I opened up one door finally to find my painting material that I had put in an opposing room in a closet. The door was closed.
Really?
When I tried to open the door and I got my painting set up to take it out, initially, I grabbed it, turned around, then I would close the door correctly. The door closed in front of me.
Yeah.
Chang being the Chang, I'm no fool. I'm
so
no
literally
wimp.
The door closed,
it closed
as you're
right
looking
in front
at
of
it.
Me. I bailed outside, got on the telephone with Parks and Recreation. I got a hold of the curator, and the curator, the late John Morales, was a good friend of mine, told me, do not go back in there until you talk to me. I never went back in there to work on that building till John Morales showed up with several Yaqui Indians, which are of my family tribe, and they went through the ritual to make sure that that place was safe. That was probably one of the scariest incidents I think that I've ever witnessed with my own eyes. And I used to think a lot that people were either under the influence of drugs or they were, in my lingo, wussies. But that day, my brother, I was scared straight, and I really firmly believe there is another life after we live this life.
Right, right. There is definitely another realm. And that's crazy. That's crazy that you went through that, because a lot of people go through similar things and even worse.
Yes.
I'm just thankful that I've never gone through anything worse than, you know, much worse than that. I can tell you, though, I can tell you that there is a story that's called The Crying Lady in the Dakota, and that's in New York. Now, the Dakota is an apartment building in New York City. And a lot of very famous, a lot of influential, a lot of rich
John Lennon
people
was killed there.
That lived there. Mm-hmm. It opened in 1884. All right. So it's an old building, very, very old building. And as you mentioned, John Lennon and Yoko Ono moved into the building in 1973. However, John was also assassinated outside the structure on December 8th, 1980. But before his death, John, he claimed he saw a crying lady's ghost.
Really?
Did you know this?
No. Now, did you?
Yeah,
was
he said.
Was this before she heard Yoko Ono sing, or right after she heard Yoko Ono sing? Hey, who said that? That is scary. Is that Yoko?
So, here's what happened. He said that he saw this crying lady ghost roaming the halls. And then after that, John died. Yoko, who still lives in the building, said that she witnessed John's ghost sitting at his piano. Yoko says that John told her, "Don't be afraid. I am still with you." And tonight, as a premiere for our grand Halloween launch, you know, we've got an incredible surprise, because we're getting a phone call. Hang on a second. This is Back to the 80s, Toscano and Chang with you. Who is this?
Yeah, I think you know who I am. You've been talking about me, and you're talking about something that's very dear to my heart. Not only my wife singing, which was truly bad, but you're talking about the Dakota, where I spent some of my greatest last years on this earth before I got to enthrall in the 80s, because, you know, I was murdered by that heinous jackass back in 1980. It's everybody's favorite Beatle. If I'm not your favorite Beatle, then you need to go be a part of the Rolling Stones.
Wait a second. Is this the John Lennon?
That's right. It's me, John. How is everybody down there?
Wow. Well, I mean, we're doing well. We've been better, John. I just can't believe that it's actually you calling in to Back to the 80s. What a premiere. What an exclusive. What an honor. I mean, there's so much we want to ask you. And I'm sure Chang wants to ask you a bunch of stuff. But let me be the first one. John, you know, we are celebrating our grand launch here for Halloween.
That's right. Imagine all the people listening to Toscano and Chang. I bet you could.
You know, is there anything that happened during the 80s that just scared you? Besides, of course, you know, you died very early in the 80s.
That's right. Don't forget about that.
But is there anything from the 80s that scared you?
The presidency
Reagan scared the crap out of the bejesus out of me. Because everybody was thinking that he's Mr. Hollywood and he's up and up. But everybody knows he was allowing cocaine distributed to the American states as he and Noriega were shipping out money and guns to the private armies, going against the number one rule of unity and peace overall.
Wow. Well, now, John, that's that's quite a bit of information you got there. And I must say, you know, everybody has their own point of views politically of what happened back in the 80s. But I got to say that was a scary time for us. And but is there anything supernatural that happened in the 80s to maybe Yoko that, you know, she said that you told her don't be afraid and as you were by your piano sitting? I mean, did this really happen?
Matter of fact, you know, when Yoko came into my life, I was going through several things, you know, of drugs, and Paul McCartney was being a big jerk, and, you know, for the record, and they were thinking his songs are better than
That's mine. Right, you did have a falling away there.
I didn't think that his songs are better than mine. I'm John Flickin' Lennon. And anyway, you know, the first horrifying thing was I remember telling my wife after my passing, it's like, don't sing into the microphone. You sound horrendous. But I remember many evenings I would sit at the piano back as I did when I was alive, and I would play the keys to Just Give Me the Truth. All I Want is the Truth.
Right, right.
No BS. I would also sing to Imagine. I would also sing to Julia, which was a song about my mother.
Yeah.
This is when I was a ghost, but I did it when I was alive also, because somebody had to sing to Sean to put him to sleep, because Yoko's singing was waking him up and scaring him through the evening. So I always made it a fact that I would sing to my sons with my calm beetle voice. Also, I was in Paul McCartney singing Hey Jude. I mean, who does that? Who sings a song about somebody else's son? That bastard, that limey bastard.
Let me ask you, Chang, do you have anything you want to ask the great John Lennon as, you know, before we let him go? Because I know he must be pretty busy.
John, this is Chang.
Hello, Chang. It's good to hear from you. I see that you're growing your face and it's getting gray. You look like a Santa Claus on crack.
John, it's a good one, John. Now, John, I wanted to ask you, if there is anything in the world that you would want me and Toscano to carry on of your legacy, your wisdom, your message, anything that we could do to bring unity into the world that is suffering from inequality, injustice, self-entitlement, struggle, anger, division. Is there anything that you could even give to us to tell the people so we could regain what you once bestowed upon us?
Well, Chang, that's a pretty heavy-duty question. And as I sit here looking down at you and Toscano, I can see that you've got a bald spot on the back of your head, and Toscano's wearing the same hat that he did the last time he was in the
studio. That's right.
That's another story. I would merely tell you fellas to remember to do one thing, and it's going to be on a serious note. So everybody, get your pens and your pencils and your papers out and remember this. Unity can only be transcended into prosperity. And as long as we are equal and look at each other as everybody as one race, the human race, day-to-day activity would be a lot better. If you could remember about your neighbor, like he's your mom, your dad, your brother, or maybe your mate, maybe then tomorrow will create a better fate. That would be the only thing that could tell you in Toscano. Anyway, I've got to get back up to McLeod because Elvis is meeting me there.
Yeah, very nice.
Eddie Van Halen just showed up, and you know what? God bless Eddie Van Halen. Now, Toscano and Chang, I've got to tell you, one of my favorite costumes when I was alive, I used to like to dress up like Billy Shears.
A on that note, this is the ever wondrous John Lennon with us. Thanks for being with us, John. This is Back to the 80s. We'll be right back.
Remember, I know when you're coming up here, so I'll see you then.
Hey, some of you remember the 80s vibe, right? Well, it lives loud and proud on Back to the 80s with my pals Toscano and Chang.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is
Back to the 80s.
And that's right. Thank you for joining us here on our Halloween launch here at Back to the 80s. This is Toscano and Chang joining you on another show. And you know what? We've had the pleasure of talking to John Lennon a little while ago. So if you're just joining us, we've already had our very, very first celebrity call us in the show. So you don't want to miss anything else that happens. We're going to be having, as a matter of fact, a little bit further down in the show, we have the doctors that are going to be joining us. So if you have any love-hate letters that you'd like to... Oh, it's fantastic, man. Fantastic. Every time they come in, there's never a dull moment.
You know what, my brother? When the doctors come in, it makes me feel better about being married.
Oh, yeah. When the doctors come in, I just forget about all my problems because these guys have it down.
So do I.
Have you noticed that? When they come in,
these guys are fantastic.
Yeah, we enjoy it because we get to go out for a little while.
Yes. But the one thing I don't like when we go out there, I always make us a certain tea. And you know, bro, I usually pour it down the sink because I'm not a tea drinker.
Well, I out of respect, I usually drink the tea that they do give us. And like I said, it's simply out of respect. But they mix this weird black tea with ginger chamomile, which I don't know about that mix, you know?
To me, it looked like something that would take the rough skin off of your feet. So I never indulge in it. I pretend, and I think I'm a pretty good actor now because I always say, oh, my God, I feel 10 years younger since I had that cup of tea.
Do I not lie like that? The rough skin out of your feet, yeah. All right, so if you just tuned in, we want to thank you for joining us here at Back to the 80s. We want to remind everybody that we have our Facebook page that has been growing. And so if you have anything that you want to drop us, you know, in, if you want to drop a line to us, if you want to, you know, donate a car, a house, a boat, whatever you want to do, hey, we're always accepting, you know, we always have.
Yes.
We'll always have an empty pocket for you to fill. But we're talking about some.
And don't worry about us hating.
No. We got plenty of haters here in the show. So if
I hate you, I hate you, and I hate you. Shut up and sit down. Enjoy your seat, because I hate you.
If you are...
You know, why does that guy come into the show, Toscano? Why do you allow Captain Hate to come into the show?
Captain Hate just walks in the door. But anyway, if you're a scary movie lover, you might actually know about the Bell Witch. Chang, have you heard of the Bell Witch?
No, I have not heard of I've heard of the Blair Witch, which I found myself...
Well, check this out.
Ridiculously angry with that movie.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that a little bit. The films An American Haunting, and The Blair Witch Project are both based on the story of the Bell Witch. Now, way back...
That's the one I hate.
Yeah, way back in the 1800s, a man named John Bell moved his family to an area in Tennessee called Red River. And it's all right now it's called Adams, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah. After they settled into their new home, some strange things started going on. You know, they began hearing some weird noises, including dogs barking, which is not bizarre, especially in the 1800s.
That's not bizarre. I live in an area where I hear dogs
but listen,
barking.
Yeah, but barking inside the house, chains rattling, rats chewing. Yeah. And women...
What? Rats what?
Chewing. Rats what? Chewing. And a woman whispering down the hallway of the house. And...
That'd be gone.
Yeah. I would not stay there another day. Soon, the woman known as the Bell Witch, and many people believe she's a ghost from a former neighbor of the Bells, which was Kate Batts. Batts and the Bells had a dispute. So these are neighbors, right? They had a dispute over land, just like, it happens a lot. and she had sworn vengeance on the Bell family before she died. Later on, they found out that Mrs. Bell died from poisoning, and it's rumored to be the work of the Bell witch. So,
really,
we go fast forward. You remember the Blair Witch Project? When that movie came out, it's interesting because when that movie came out, so listen to this. When the movie came out, when the Blair Witch Project came out, they gave it a spin. They advertised it as if it was the authentic, real footage of a case, you know, in the woods. So I took my wife to see this. This was before we had kids, and we went to the theater.
Right, I remember that.
By the way, my wife didn't even finish watching the movie. It gave her, you know, she suffers from, what is it called, vertigo. So the movement of the camera, you know, it really got to her, made her sick. And I watched the movie, and it was scary as heck because... Yeah. In our mind, you know, we were prepared way before this, thinking that this was actual video footage of everything that went on. There's no music in the film, you know, it's just dialogue, so it's all the more real. So we got out of there, and it was scary. I mean, I couldn't even sleep with the light turned off for the first couple nights. Believe it or not, because they really, really had done a number on our minds. Then I came to find out that it was just a group of young people that made the movie for $30,000. They made it for with $30,000, and they made $100 million out of that film. And they fooled everybody.
Now, you know what's funny? You went to go see this movie before you had children, correct?
Right, yeah.
My wife and I took our children to see this movie.
Ah,
and all of us came for one... you know, my wife and my children, they loved it. And I sat there at the Regency going, man, I hate it. I hate it.
Now, were you under the impression that this was real footage, or did you know it was a movie?
No, I knew that it was a movie. And I think I couldn't get past that these creeps made this movie at such a low budget. And there was really nothing but your own imagination to carry you into a hysteria or fear or whatever emotion you got out of it.
Yeah.
So it really made it to me kind of cheapening and kind of a ripoff.
I know, it was crazy,
There was no actual substance of anything to scare me but my own imagination. And I couldn't take off on my own imagination because I was too psychotic enough to think that, nah, this is fake. This is fake. There's just no way. There's just no way. So, unless I see something jumping at me or I have the encounter that I explained to you earlier.
Right, right.
It's just not going to do it for me.
Yeah,
but I can understand how individuals may get taken into their own hysteria by their own imagination. Because sometimes our own imagination is our worst demon than the demon itself, because we give into that fear of the unknown.
Oh no, it's crazy. Our own imagination can produce such horrors that I mean, it can literally drive a person insane. They can literally lose their mind and take them to the point of even committing suicide in many occasions. So the mind is very, very powerful. So listen up, we had
It's funny that you mentioned that, what the mind can make you do. Now, I don't know if you recall back in the 80s, there was a couple of incidences where 80s heavy metal groups were blamed for suicides in youth.
Or they were
blamed for the backward masking of music to find a hidden message.
Correct.
Which I think I like to bring up really quick because it is Halloween. And if you lived through that era, or you went through that experience, or you were a listener of heavy metal or hard rock, and sometimes your parents get lost in their own unawaring mass hysteria, they would have a tendency to believe that the music would work on your subconscious.
Right, but
very similar to the way movies do.
Yeah, but you know what? One of the biggest problems back then was the fact that we didn't have, you know, all the media outlets that we do today. You know, the internet itself has helped us now get informed. I mean, you know, we don't believe everything that's on the internet, but there are some good sources that we can get some good information. And so we can come out of doubts a lot easier. Back then in the 80s, I mean, you heard something that came out in the news, and that was like gospel. I mean, that was ironclad. Whatever you heard on the news was pretty much it. You only had news on TV, or you had news on the radio, and news in the newspaper. But kids usually didn't read the newspaper. We usually either heard it from our parents, or we heard it once in a while on the radio. We weren't really interested in news on television. But yeah, it was a crazy time, I gotta admit.
You know what's funny? As we discuss this, you can kind of reflect on what we go through now, where it's not best to believe what we hear and see in the media, social media, as equivalent to terrestrial media, where we have individuals that are sworn to CNN, individuals sworn to Fox Network, to where I think a little bit on both sides, they kind of captivate to causing us fear and believe what they want. It's very similar to what we used to see in the 80s, and especially in some of the movies that came out that would kind of scare us. Just as some of the music that I pointed out prior are to be. It's kind of funny, because more so we are in a more serious type mode, but yet we have such intriguing facts that would scare us to our mortality, as befitting as our show in Halloween, where things are to scare you, whether it be your subconscious mind, your psyche mind, or something that you experienced that you have no rational explanation for.
Yeah, no, I agree. So listen up, we're going to take a little break, but this break is a very special break. We have the channel on YouTube, Beta Hawk. That's B-E, well, it's actually underscore B-E-T-A, like Betamax, Beta Hawk, like the bird. Underscore. So it's underscore Beta Hawk underscore. And Beta Hawk from YouTube has sent us over one of their synthesizer creations from the 80s. So they do music that's today, but they put a little 80s feel to it. So we're going to be listening to that. And when we come back, we've got Changries, we've got another couple of guests, and we have the doctors. So don't go away. This is Back to the 80s.
Yes.
Building the stupor, we'll wash it all away. One,
Ever wish you could go back to the 80s with the crazy clothes and those wacky hairdos? Well, let Toscano and Chang transport you back in time, back to the 80s.
This is Back to the 80s, and this is the moment in the show when we talk about what made us angry back in the 80s. And in honor of the most wondrous Chang, we now call them Changries. So Chang, what made you Changry back in the 80s?
You know what made me Changry back in the 80s during Halloween?
What's
people that passed out bunk-ass popcorn as treats.
You know what got me Changry back in the 80s?
What's that, my brother?
The plastic costumes and the plastic masks with a string in the back that after you finished trick-or-treating, you lost about 8 pounds.
Yes. You know what got me Changry back in the 80s during Halloween in Hollywood?
What's that?
Guys that look like chicks from behind.
We put a post about that today, as a matter of fact. You know what got me Changry back in the 80s?
What's that, my brother?
Knowing that Hollywood Boulevard was going to be looking like Halloween all year round up to the year 2020, my friend. It looks like Halloween all year round there.
You know what got me Changry back in the 80s during Halloween?
What's that?
Kids had asked me for more candy than I gave them, those rotten little bastards. Get away from my door. You got 2 packs of Milk Duds. Beat it.
You know what got me Changry back in the 80s?
What's that?
When you'd go to a door and say, trick or treat, and the people behind the door would say, smell my feet, ah ha ha, and they would give you no candy.
You know what got me Changry back in the 80s during Halloween?
What's that?
Going to a cake party and they had no pump.
That'll give you Changries. Yeah, definitely. And that, ladies and gentlemen, are this Halloween's Changries. If you have a Changry, there's something that you want to talk about that made you angry during the 80s, and you want to let us know so we can read it here on the air, you can go ahead and send it to us, direct message us on our Facebook page, and we will go ahead and read them here on the following Friday show. So there's a lot of stuff, man, that made us Changry in the 80s. And, you know, one of those things that you mentioned earlier today that can actually be scarier than anything, and it's in a movie. I mean, it can scare you more than anything. And that is, you know, the times that we're living in today. And without bumming everybody out, I mean, you know, this Halloween is particularly scary. And it's because of it's everything that you breathe in the atmosphere. And I'm not talking about because of the fires burning here in Southern California. I'm saying there's something about it. Yep, there's something about it, something that's going on. You can feel that something's about to happen. And you don't know what it is. And you know what? It comes with a scary feel to it. Am I the only one who feels like this?
No, you know what? I refer to what's going on to that Leonard Skinner song where it starts off, ooh, that smell! Can't you smell that smell? The smell that's all around you! It's just like a bad vibe, kind of.
Yeah. It is a bad vibe.
The smell of uncertainty, the smell of desperation, the smell of doom. I get to kind of, every now and then, the smell of change, but that change, I ask the Great Spirit, is it of greatness or is it a change to put us in alignment with the Book of Rules, if you know what I'm saying, my brother.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And so,
I'm with you. I don't want. Never do we want to be a downer on this show, but
It's something. Yeah, it's something that
we have to.
It's ever so present. It's ever so present. Before we continue, I do want to let you guys know that we do have a Patreon page, that we started, and we'd really appreciate you guys helping us out, keeping Back to the 80s on the air. And by doing so, you're going to get lots of perks as well. And remember, the most important part is that we're keeping that awesome decade alive as we introduce the 80s to a whole new generation.
Hey, my pals, Toscano and Chang went to school in the 80s, and that was cool. But now, they're going back. That's right, and you can tag along with Back to the 80s Radio.
Ooh. Good evening, everybody. I am... This is Dr. Love Weapon. I knew you'd come back. I know I came back. Just a few times. And I'm here accompanied by the ever so sweet, ever so gentle Dr. Keith Sweet. Ooh, that's sweet. How are you, Doctor? Thank you for taking the time to be with me today on this lovely episode at Back to the 80s.
Dr. Love Weapon, I am doing, as Chang would say, fantastic. Today was such a rough day. We had so many cases in and out of our office and in and out. And the traffic on the 405. And the 710 and the 5 and the 210. I am exhausted, but yet I am so happy to be with you and share our wisdom with the lovers and the haters of our society.
I agree. And why don't we go ahead and kick off the evening?
Let's do
that. Why don't we kick off the show? And I have a love letter, actually, that I...
Well, this is actually I love the love. I love the love,
it's
Doctor.
It's very short, but to the point. And it's from Greg to Natalie. And Greg says...
Hi, Greg, Natalie.
Hey, baby. Since I saw you there standing on the corner of Telegraph and Los Nietos Road in Santa Fe Springs... Right there by the pharmacy and Super A Foods in the 80s. Oh, I just got to tell you that you drove me nuts. Literally. And I just want to say, since that first moment that I saw you. Oh, those chicken nuggets I just bought on the corner there of Telegraph Road at KFC. Oh, were never tasting better. I love you, and I thank you for being there for me. The love of your life. Greg, P.S. One of these days, I'd like to meet you in person. Oh. Wow, that's a... I don't know what to say. It is a love letter, but you'd figure he had met her already.
It's kind of a creepy letter, but it's a beautiful letter because he shares his love, yet kind of stalkerish where he never met her.
I guess he was following her.
Well, Doctor, I'm going to have to start us off on a sad note, and your letter was just sheer beauty and joy, but creepy. But I had a smile, and I felt a tightening in my taint at the same time, but it was loving. And it reads this. I, Cleopatra, being of sound mind,
have
come to the realization that, Dean, you are insignificant as a lover.
Oh.
You have as much manlyhood as a gilded kitten. I have found many other lovers that could love me longer than you, Dean. Dean, you smell of a salami drenched in turpentine. You reek of self-indulgence. You tend to look at the Peanuts cartoons for satisfaction. And I, being Cleopatra, have found the superior male being, my own aphrodisiac. And his name is Willie. Yes, I'm leaving you for Willie Nelson.
Oh, that's powerful.
And that's the way the letter ended. There was no apology. No. I
don't know what to say there, Doctor. I've been floored just by the name Cleopatra. It's been such a long time, you know. I have one letter here, one last letter, and it's a hate letter. And this letter comes from Giorgio to Zenny. I don't know, but the name Zenny frightens me. So Giorgio to Zenny, and Giorgio says, "Hi, Zenny." "Probably." He says, "Hi, Zenny. I want to make this short and to the point. We've been going out for several months, and I have not enjoyed one second or a day of it. You are boring. You are lazy. And you remind me of my mother. So therefore, Zenny, more than being lazy, more than being mean at times, it's the fact that you remind me of my mother that I can no longer be with you. Frankly, that scares me very much. And so before I close this letter, I just want to tell you that these several months of knowing and going out with you, you've made me relive my childhood. Those days when I used to live in a cardboard box. Those days when my mom used to beat me with a belt until I was purple as a prune.
Yes.
So
I remember that.
So Zenny,
I was beaten like that.
I want to thank you for the time we've spent together, and thank you for teaching me the valuable lessons of life. And as the great poet Prince said, I don't know, maybe I'm just like my mother. Too bold. Maybe I'm just like my father. Oh, whatever the case, Zenny, I need you to get a life and a life without me. See you, and I wouldn't want to be you. Wow, Giorgio.
That is brutal.
I'm glad that was nice and short, Giorgio, and to the point.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so I can...
I was just wondering if it was Giorgio Armani, but I thought that was brutal.
Well, there is a letter A here for an initial, so it might be. That's correct. And until the next time, Dr. Love Weapon and Dr. Keith Sweet bid you...
Adieu.
Adieu.
Abu.
This is a trick. Listen to the decade of decadence right here.
Back to the 80s.
Well, that's right. This is Back to the 80s. Toscano and Cheng here. Just thanking you guys for joining us tonight on this Halloween, where, I mean, it's just filled with so much magic, yet at the same time, so much intrigue. What we would like for you to do is go out there, have fun. Be careful with not covering yourself. Be careful with not social distancing. Remember, it does help and it does make a difference. Just know that there won't be too many Halloweens like this one. Next Halloween will be a much better one. Thank you for bringing the 80s to a whole new generation that has no idea of what we went through back then. And on behalf of Toscano, have a smile and a Coke and enjoy the rest of the week. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Chang here, everybody. Before I release you into another Changorific weekend, remember, keep your distance, stay healthy. Stay lifted and gifted. Go out there and do something great for something bigger than you. Hug your neighbor. Call a loved one. Just go out there and tell somebody you care. Remember, we are one race, the human race. When you're out there trick-or-treating, do not drink and drive. If you may go out and hit a party or something, And we will see you next Friday, next Saturday, and next Sunday right here at Back to the 80s. So I bid you an arrivederci, an adios, an hasta la vista, and to all my homies and homettes in the barrio, órale.